Tim, what do you say about the Israelis not releasing the 620 prisoners on Saturday?
Probably because they sent home bodies that were not who they said they were, and they
no,
were locked.
No, they changed that. The they keys. Corrected. They admitted they were, it was a mistake, and
the
they changed
bodies?
That.
And then they had a celebration.
Still, Hamas didn't violate the ceasefire. Israel might not like the way they...
Hamas came over the border and murdered civilians.
All
that's
right.
The bottom line. And you know it, and I know it.
But
you're being funded by some far-out left-wing wacko that wants to destroy this country and everything we stand for.
Well,
that's generally what you all are about, and it's unfortunate.
It's not. We're about peace, and
no,
we were
ma'am,
excited
about
the
peace.
Ceasefire. Were you happy about the ceasefire?
Of course, anytime
it
stops.
All right, so don't you want the ceasefire to hold?
Of course I do, but you're not going to get hold by celebrating the death of civilians
it's
that
not
you murdered.
Celebrating anything.
They were celebrating. They were chanting and screaming and yelling and singing and rocking around with their AK-47s, and they're so brave they had their faces covered
they
with masks.
They released the six hostages like they were supposed to. And
they shouldn't
Israel...
have never had hostages. They are war criminals that came over the Israeli border.
All right.
And that's
so,
the bottom line.
But then there's a ceasefire to try to end all this. You hate war, so you should be in favor of a ceasefire and want Israel to comply with its part of the ceasefire.
Well, Israel didn't start this latest little tiff.
But it was the Trump administration.
Trump didn't tell those terrorists across the border.
But he got the ceasefire, which was a good thing, and it should remain.